This is Today in History, November the 11th. On this day in 1620, 41 pilgrims aboard the Mayflower anchored off of Massachusetts and signed a compact calling for a body politic. Also on this day in 1889, Washington became the 42nd state. And on this day in 1921, the remains of an unidentified American service member were interred in a tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in a ceremony presided over by Warren G. Harding.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year, the tomb is guarded, regardless of weather. Nothing deters the guards from carrying out their duty. It's considered one of the highest honors to serve as a guard for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
And on this day, in 1918, World War I ends.
True crime lovers are always looking for new and engaging content.
The Already Gone podcast covers stories from Michigan and the Great Lakes region. Cases you haven't heard before, like the Mayo Hunters or the murder of 16-year-old Justin Mello. Plus, better-known cases like the death of Jane Bishara and Illinois' own Lori Dann. Already Gone started in 2016, so there is a big back catalog for you to enjoy. Find Already Gone on Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, or your favorite podcatcher.
November 11th, 1918. At 11 a.m., fighting ceased on the Western Front, and the whole world breathed a sigh of relief. The nightmare of World War I was finally over.
At 5 a.m. that morning, Germany, bereft of manpower and supplies, and faced with imminent invasion, signs an armistice agreement with the Allies in a railroad car in France. The First World War left 9 million soldiers dead and 21 million wounded, with Germany, Russia, Austria, Hungary, France, and Great Britain each losing nearly a million or more lives. In addition, at least 5 million civilians died from disease, starvation, or exposure. Back in June of 1914, in an event that is widely regarded as sparking the outbreak of World War I, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire, was shot to death with his wife by a Bosnian Serb in Sarajevo, Bosnia. Ferdinand had been inspecting his uncle's Imperial Armed Forces in Bosnia and Herzegovina, despite the threat of Serbian nationalists who wanted these Austro-Hungarian possessions to join their newly independent Serbia. For the most part, the people of Europe greeted the outbreak of the war with jubilation. Most patriotically assumed that their country would be victorious within months. Germany was the most prepared for the outbreak of hostilities, and its military leaders had formatted a sophisticated military strategy, which envisioned the conquest of France through a great offensive through Belgium and into northern France. Russia, slow to mobilize, was to be kept occupied by Austro-Hungarian forces while Germany attacked France. World War I was known as the war to end all wars because of the great slaughter and destruction it caused.
The treaty imposed severe punishments on Germany, including enormous reparations to be paid, restrictions on its military, and the loss of considerable territory. Critics of the treaty warned it could cause serious resentment among the German people, which could lead to even bigger problems with Germany in the future.
Unfortunately, the peace treaty that officially ended the conflict, the Treaty of Versailles, forced punitive terms on Germany that destabilized Europe and laid the groundwork for World War II. The armistice is signed. The Great War ends.
The war was over and the Allies had won. The last shot of World War I was fired on November 11th, 1918. Joyous citizens everywhere celebrated, and the world held new hope for lasting peace. Eventually, Armistice Day would evolve into the holiday Veterans Day, a time when Americans remember all of those who gave their lives in war.
November 11th, 1918, on Veterans Day, this day in history.